Nugget tracks up behind the leader, who's doing it pretty well at the moment. Chapada with a great run around the field. Mount Popper turns in front, got away a length and a half upon straightening at the 250. Nonconformist Chapada, Irish Flame, but the cup favourite went for home. It's Mount Popper, two or three in front of Nonconformist Irish Flame, and it's all over by the shouting. Look at Mount Popper go. He's going to the Caulfield Cup. He won it by 2.5. Nonconformist Irish Flame game.
Dominant win riding the speed, and the star of the show yesterday, as I referenced, was Willie Pike, and he joins us this morning. I think he might be about to head home back to Perth shortly. Thanks for joining us, Willie.
Yeah, not a problem. Good morning.
Where do I find you this morning?
Yeah, well, in a car on the way to the airport. Going to catch my flight back home.
I think you better keep an eye out for someone rather large fella, maybe wearing a balaclava resembling Wayne Hawks, who might be trying to stop you boarding a plane.
Might be hidden in the baggage somewhere.
Take us through your thoughts on Mount Popper yesterday. You looked to have a little bit of a picnic in front there. How did it feel to you?
Oh, it probably doesn't always feel that way, because I was wanting to get cover to get the horse to settle and make sure I got the distance first time sort of over here. So I got it leisurely in front, but I was more just concerned on trying to keep my horse relaxed and quiet to run it out. So the original plan was to try and get some cover, but I jumped quick and there wasn't a lot of speed, so it was thrust upon us.
What sort of a feel did he give you in terms of the way he relaxed in front for you?
He's actually really nice. He has a very nice feel of a horse. Even just the moment I canted off in my prelim, you could just tell he had the suspension and the feel of a good horse. So, and I thought his run was pretty good. We sprinted hard, which is not normally their forte, and yeah, he was too good.
Ridden some terrific horses in Western Australia and in more recent times over here. Does he give you the feel, limited exposure of a horse that with time might measure up to a spring carnival?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's on the right path and ticking all boxes along the way. I think he can.
How did you find the track play at Mornington yesterday? Plenty of talk about the wind conditions. How was it for a rider?
Yeah, it was fine. I think probably in hindsight, maybe too many got caught up in the wind conditions.
From your point of view, you came from back in the field and led, so you were able to implement different plans. Just in general, and I've heard you discuss this before, but you're very much more a feel rider rather than someone who gets locked into pre-race speed maps, etc. How did you approach riding at Mornington yesterday?
I suppose much the same as every other track. I don't know, I just jump my horse as clean as I can and then just try and find a spot where it's comfortable. That's really about it. I don't get too technical about it. I leave it as simple as possible. The less we can interfere, the better sometimes.
Seen as a bit of a unique track with those little short straight leading into then the short straight, which is only 200 metres long. From a track point of view, does it compare to anything that you've ridden before, or was it something a little bit different compared to particularly tracks like Flemington and Ascot?
Definitely a bit different. Probably the nearest thing I could think of that would compare to it would be, say, Kalgoorlie. It's got a similar layout, but definitely took a ride or so to get it right, and then I was away. But I think it helped when you're on the right horses for those tracks as well.
You certainly were away with the four winners, and good to pair up with the West Australian Sean and Jake Casey. Dom Deschutes, who was arguably just a little bit below his best in the Australian Guineas. What sort of a feel did he give you yesterday?
Yeah, he's always he always gives a nice enough feel, but sometimes it's, I think in his mind, in his brain, which one wants to turn up, and happily I got the good one yesterday. So yeah, he felt good. He was disappointing in the previous Guineas. So yeah, it was nice to get something for Sean and Jake and Bonnie. They've come across and they're doing all the hard work there. So it was nice to get a win on the board for them.
They say they struggle to get you in Perth because you're in such demand, and you were able to team up for a double yesterday. Labour Rod, who was on speed at Echuca at his most recent run leading into it. How did you find him in the Hariba yesterday?
Yeah, he was pretty good. I was always looking for cover. I just thought, and the team, they just thought, sitting in the breeze like that, he probably has too long to think and So we were always looking for cover. I probably got further back than I intended, but I suppose it doesn't matter at the end of the day if you win.
Ginger Jones pairing up with Andrew Noblett, not someone you've ridden a lot for, I don't think, but obviously you were able to pair up with one of our good trainers in Andrew on Ginger Jones, and that probably set the tone, Willie, for a lot of people watching the races thinking, well, it is possible to lead. How did that race pan out for you?
Yeah, look, it was the same. I was actually looking for cover on him, but he jumped that fast and travelled a fair bit keen in front, so I just had to deal with it and manage him, but Andrew's given me a few rides on my couple of trips across, so I was grateful to finally get a win for him.
Now, we all know we get on Pikey in the last if we're in a little bit of trouble. You're shooting for a four-timer. What went wrong on Imperial Lad?
the line wouldn't come early enough for me. I was in front. I got mowed down. So I either went too early or not early enough. I haven't figured it out yet.
Let's wind the clock back to Friday night. Just I know you've talked quite a bit about the win of Masked Crusader, but visually it was a terrifically impressive victory, taking that needle-eye gap. How did it feel to you?
Yeah, it was every bit as impressive as it looked. It felt every bit as impressive. Like only a nice horse can shoot through the gap like that. Yeah, he's going good, and he was able to do it, which then made me look good, I guess.
You did look good. You had to breathe in and squeeze through. But from the start of the race, when you were back in what looked potentially an awkward spot, what was going through your mind then?
Yeah, well, it wasn't the start that we wanted. I didn't get away clean at all. And then I was locked away in jail, and I was just hoping, and that's all I could do. And luckily enough, after a run presented, and like I said, the turn of foot that he showed to shoot through there was pretty good.
Obviously, rejigging of the carnival in Sydney and Arcadia Queen potentially heading up there. What do the next few weeks hold for you?
No, I'll head home and try and focus on our Oaks and Derby. And then hopefully I'll ask for the ride on Arcadia Queen if it falls into the right dates and categories. But my main focus at the moment is to try and go home and win our Oaks and Derby.
Well, good luck with that quest, Willie, and congratulations on a terrific day yesterday. But just the way you've set racing here in Victoria a little bit alight and become a real factor when you're here, and great to see you take out that Group 1 Friday night and combining with Team Hawks again to secure that spot for Mount Popper in the Caulfield Cup. A significant day for the Connections yesterday, and you were obviously a key part of that. Thanks for joining us this morning, and hopefully you can dodge Wayne at the airport and get home to Perth.
No, thanks for having me, guys.